So, Shirley, we were talking about politics. How is the situation in your country?
Well, you know, I'm pretty much an on-the-fence kind of person, and politics is not my forte. It's not something I like to get into a conversation about. So I'll just change the subject, if that's all right. I'd like to tell you a bit about the United Kingdom. You know, I'm from Scotland, and, you know, where is Scotland? I get this question so often. Is that in Norway? And is it a region of England? So just to clarify, it's a bit complicated, but in the United Kingdom, the UK, we have Scotland, England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. And then people know Great Britain.
Yes, okay? So I do.
Great Britain is Scotland, England, and Wales. To give the country its full title, it's the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. That's the full title for the UK or Great Britain or GB or England is just one country within four that are united. It sounds
right,
really complicated.
But it is the biggest one, right?
England is the biggest country with a population of 40 million. Scotland's about 5 million. England is, I think, 49 million. Wales is about 2 million. Northern Ireland, about 2 or 3 million. So in total, the whole of the United Kingdom is about 60 million population. How did that come about? Go back 300 years or more, even. England and Wales united over 300 years ago. And then Scotland was invited to join the union between England and Wales. Scotland agreed with actually many conditions. For example, one of the conditions was the money, the value of the pound. In Scotland, we have Bank of Scotland pounds, and in England, it's Bank of England pounds. It's all the same sterling currency of the UK. It's very difficult in England to spend any money that's got Bank of Scotland written on it, even though it's all the same money. Anyway, that's another issue. So, 300 years ago, Scotland joined the union between England and Wales to become Great Britain. And then I think early in the 1800s, that's when Ireland joined. Of course, now it's just Northern Ireland, and there's other history related to that. We could go on all day talking about how it became Northern Ireland. So when people think of the UK, they generally think the UK is England, but it's actually four countries. So.
Mm.